So George LeGrady, who's another professor here at UCSB, has a joint appointment in the Media Arts and Technology graduate program and in the Department of Arts studio. And he's going to be premiering a piece by Melanie Wine, The Fleetingness of Bits. And Melanie is a student of yours in Germany.
So I'm going to start while we're setting up. I'll just give an introduction. I need this up. Oh, I see. Okay, good. Wait. You were going to get this up for me. Okay, so prior to coming to UC Santa Barbara, I was teaching in Germany at a school of visual communication called Mertz Academy. And in the students in their eighth semester, their final semester, would have to do a research on a project and then carry out the project in the field of visual communication. And Melanie Wine, whose picture is up here, did a research on archive, the internet as archive, data preservation. And in the process of doing this research, she changed her focus from archive preservation to the loss of data. In other words, what she found was that the internet became a kind of like empty kind of loss of data, as opposed to what she thought would be, you know, a kind of major great collection of data. So what I'm going to show you next is her work. And I'm just going to bring this up. Now, how do I switch to the other computer? Okay, and can you give me the, where's the power adapter? No, power, there's a white cable here somewhere. So basically, and I'm going to read you her German translated into English. I think the font is quite small. I don't know if you can read that. But this was her thesis and her point. And I'll just kind of go through and just read segments of things. So her first point was that digital information controls our lives and has become our institutions, and documents are filed in a digital format today, and large databases are places where we keep and store all of our information. And she kind of points to the fact that important information like radioactive waste dumps, mines, various kinds of waste are stored there. I'm going to skip through a lot of these things. And I'll just give you a kind of, I'll go through the various chapters. These are the five chapters of our thesis. First one is titled, How Much Traditional Information Exists in the World? So we can look there. And I'm quoting her, quoting Michael Lesk, estimated 2 years ago the necessary storage capacities for the total quantity of human knowledge. his starting point for the estimates was the American Library of Congress, and Melanie has used the Library of Congress as her primary resource for this particular project. Basically, the thesis is set up in a number of these kinds of windows, and this is currently loading. Library of Congress, and here at the bottom we have a kind of listing of all of the 15 million of compressed photographs, 4 million charts and plans, geographical department, 3.5, she's got a lot of data, 3.5 million of sound documents, 20 million books, you know, it goes on like that. So basically, she's just kind of, you know, giving us a kind of, yeah, terabytes, yeah. Yeah, just kind of giving us a feel for what's in there. And this here is about the annual production of information. Like we produce 135 terabytes, 5,000 movies make up 135 terabytes. Written information, 160 terabytes. What's the next one? 4,000 American telephone calls, new records, 60 radio transmissions. Speaking of radio transmissions, I had a grad student who did some research figuring out that if we just send radio transmission out into space, it's the best way to store it because it just travels and it doesn't wear down. And so you can just send radio. And the key thing is, you know, for the future, trying to figure out a way to kind of collect it. Well, there's no material need, you know, you just send it out in space. Here's a quote on the human beings have a long-term lifespan memory capacity of approximately 200 megabytes. Kind of limited. But with a population of 6 billion on Earth, we can kind of do a kind of a global, you know, total memory of 1.2 petabytes. And I'm not sure what a petabyte is in relation to... Yeah, possibly. Yeah. So the argument continues saying that we blindly are storing everything. And so basically we're just, and by storing everything, we just, we have less to think of. The more information is available, the less is kept in mind, she says. The best is ignored and disappears somewhere in the digital nirvana. This is where it gets kind of interesting. All of a sudden, and I'll talk about this maybe at the end, a little bit about how contextualizing information through images and sounds gives a particular feel. So, for some reason, she kind of translated for herself this notion of the sense of data, or loss of data, with images, black and white, photographic images of the 50s, maybe great B movies of, I don't know, cemeteries. Search engine contains 512 million of, that went by too fast. And I know there's some ways of getting information out of here somewhere, but I've lost it. Digital information is transient, digital information is forever. It doesn't deteriorate, says Andy Grove from Intel. But the hard truth is that our digital storage media have a shorter lifespan than an old man with an excellent memory. And this is a chart that makes comparisons between various media. So we have a chart, like these represent years. Let's see, we can look at something like clay tablets have a lifespan of over 1,000 years. Microfilm, which I was surprised, seems to have a lifespan of about 1,000 years. Newspaper is about 100. Paper since 1850. Little under 200. Pergament over 200. Optical storage media coming down to 5 years. The magnetic storage media, which we're all using, 4 years. Here is a gallery of dead personal computers. And if you go over the bubbles, Altair, Atari 400, were too fast for me. All the Apples. Hey, Atari, Appaloosa, Atari. I couldn't read that one. Canon, Cambridge Z55 or 88. Okay, dead languages. Similar. APT. Jovial. I know, but I think she was using some kind of statistics of, you know, who's using. Okay, traces on the net, and one of the things she found, like Lisa, is that most of the sites she was looking for, she couldn't find. Ghost sites. You can download old browsers. Mosaic. Mosaic version 1, version 3, Netscape 1.0. So these are still available. You can still download them. Yeah, I'm not completely versed in her project. These are various, I guess, four. I forget, there was a game format to this. Basically, 404 not found sites. Okay. And she quotes Danny Hillis, who says that compared to previous ages, historians will consider our digital era as the dark age, because the information won't be able to be accessed. Okay, so instead of reading you this final thing, I will stop here. And if anybody's interested, you can go to her website, which is Melanie Wine, MelanieWein.com. Yeah. Good. I'll stop here. Thanks. Thank you.
So finally, our